The indictments for five Broward health officials, including the general counsel and the board's chairman, all stem from unannounced meetings in 2016, just before the vote to fire the then interim CEO, Pauline Grant. David Fleshler has been reporting on the story for the Sun Sentinel. He was at that meeting when Grant was voted out, and he believes the board members had already made up their minds about her in closed-door meetings.
This was a way that they could all find out about this without it getting back to the public, to the press, to anyone else.
But when the grand jury indictments came down, the board was in the middle of a national search for a new CEO of the health system. There's no precedent for how this legal action could affect the CEO candidate interviews. The board was hoping to pick someone in the next few months, but that could very well get pushed back. I'm Katie Spitalski in Fort Lauderdale.